We're learning the laws of Birchas Peros. We are in Siman Resh Ches. The Mechaber continues and tells us that im ochel peros mishivas aminim, with regard to the bracha of al hamichya or al ha'etz, that if a person would eat fruits which are from the shivas aminim, one of the seven species which we discussed, in addition to wheat and barley, we have olives, grapes, figs, dates, and pomegranates. But ochel tapuchim, and a person would have also eaten other fruits which are not from the shivas haminim, such as, for example, apples or anything similar to that. So the question is, and you ate a shi'ur of both, so do you have to make a brein afashos as well? So the Mechaber tells us that ein sarach levarech al hatapuchim brein afashos. It's not necessary to make a brein afashos on the fruits and the apples. After all, shigam him b'chlal birchas al ha'etz. Even though you would not make this bracha al ha'etz on apples alone, but nonetheless, technically it does fall under this category of fruits, and therefore, or things that grow from a tree, and therefore, shigam him pri ha'etz him, and therefore a brein afashos is not necessary. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah discusses and says that this is specifically if we're talking about you actually ate an apple. However, v'davka im ochol tapuchim atzman, you actually ate the fruit itself. In that situation, a brein afashos is not necessary. However, amos sechatan v'shasim emehen ein no niftar b'berchas al eitz delab pri huklal. If instead of eating an apple, you decide to have a nice cup of apple juice, and certainly as we know, even though it, of course, is from a fruit, nonetheless, a brein afashos is necessary because one would not be allowed to say the bracha of al ha'etz, the bracha achrona, on a liquid such as apple juice, and therefore in that situation, you would also need to say the bracha of brein afashos. Now the Piskei Tshuvos continues and says that whether or not it's necessary after, let's say, you ate dates, and you also had apples, and you made the bracha achrona of al ha'etz, and you didn't really have the kavana that you should have had, that it would also have in mind the apples that you ate. So the Piskei Tshuvos tells us that's not really a problem. In sarach kavana liftor aperos, you don't need, it's not required absolutely, to have the kavana. Now when you say this bracha achrona of al ha'etz, that it should also have in mind the other fruits that you ate. However, of course, of al chachila, preferably, lo shum kavanim yuchenes liftarim peros ilan she'ochol b'berechas al eitz. He says that certainly l'chadchil, that's not what one should do. You should have kavana, but the reality is that if you do not have kavana, it's not an issue whatsoever. In fact, v'amavarech brein afashos aleihem b'rechaso levatalahu. So it's not only that if a person has dates and then apples and he just, I want to be able to get another bracha achrona. You want to get 100 brachos. So I'll say the ha'etz, and I'll also say the bracha brein afashos. No, that's considered to be a bracha batal, and that's not the right thing to do. You only make the bracha achrona of al ha'etz, and the bracha of brein afashos is not that it's not necessary. It's not something which should be done afterwards. And then he says as follows: V'af kishochol rak tapuchim v'shar peros ilon. He says, the reality is that if you would eat apples or anything else which is other than the seven species, you made a mistake, and you did not say brein afashos as you should have on apples. That's all you ate, for example. Instead, you said the bracha achrona of al ha'etz. Technically speaking, you have still fulfilled your obligation, and therefore you would not say brein afashos afterwards. Of course, as we know, when it comes to anything other than these seven species, a person will say brein afashos, which is l'chadchila, but b'di'evet, if you would have said al ha'etz instead of brein afashos, you have fulfilled your obligation, brein afashos is not said afterwards. Then he asks the question, how much is it necessary to actually eat of these seven species in order to say the bracha achrona of al ha'etz? He says, "V'afil ochel chatzi zayis peros ilon, v'chatzi zayis peros shivas haminim, He says that it does not combine. If you had half of the required amount to say a brain of fashos, let's say on an apple, and you also ate half of the required amount of figs, dates, whatever, in that situation, the bracha is brain of fashos. Even though you could maybe think the two combine, but the truth is they don't combine because we're only dealing with half of the seven species, and therefore the bracha achrona is brei nefashos. However, b'di'evet, im berach al eitz yatza, as we said, if you would make a bracha achrona of al eitz, even just on apples, you still have fulfilled your obligation. Avol kishe'ochol chatzi zayis mepri echad deshiva saminim, v'chatzi zayis pri acher deshiva saminim, v'adim et starfin yach levarach mein shalosh. She says this is only because the kazayas doesn't combine because the two fruits that you ate are not both from the zayin minim. However, if in fact you would eat half a measure of dates, half a measure of figs, they in fact would combine, and therefore the bracha is the bracha in sholosh, which we said is al ha'etz, not brei nefashos. So let's conclude by looking back in the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that this whole leniency of not saying brei nefashos, that you should not say brei nefashos if you also ate apples, that instead you only make the bracha of al ha'etz in the event that you ate enough of the others of the seven species. In that situation, that's only because, as Mishnah Berurah said, it's fruit with the exclusion of apple juice and the like. Aval im ochel tapuchim v'shase yayin. Let's say that instead of the fruit bracha that you would say, you would not say al ha'etz, but you made a bracha on wine, and therefore, you would not, of course, be saying the bracha of al ha'etz. Instead, you would say the proper bracha, that of wine. Sarach l'vorach brei nefashos al ha'tapuchim. In that situation, the bracha achrona of mein shalosh does not include, of course, the apples, because you didn't eat any other fruit. You only said that which pertains to the wine, and therefore the bracha brei nefashos is still necessary when you eat the apples. And he says, v'kol shekein, and all the more so. Yimachol basar pri ho'adama b'shase yayin. Let's say that you're not even dealing with fruits. Let's say a person ate vegetables or a person ate meat, in which the Mishnah Berurah says that certainly, as we know, as we mentioned, those do not fall under the category of al ha'etz for sure. Shesarach avarach al kol achas v'achas, that you would have to make the proper bracha achrona for each of those foods that you ate. V'hu adin concludes the Shulchan Aruch, as shall we, v'hu adin, so too, im ochel basar b'dagim, if a person ate, for example, meat and fish, v'ochel mechmeshas haminim, and in addition to that, you ate from among the five species, ein levarach al hamichya poteres es habasar es hadagim. So even though, as we know, when it comes to benching, you can bench and you eat other things in addition to the bread, you don't have to make a brei nefashos. You shouldn't make a brei nefashos on the meat or on the fish. That's only when it comes to benching, berachas hamazon. However, when it comes to ahamichya, even though in fact you did eat from the five grains, that of wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, nonetheless, that does not cover the meat or the fish, and therefore it's necessary also to say the bracha of brei nefashos after eating the fish and the meat as well.